Welcome, listeners, to ADAPT's Prevention 365 podcast. Prevention is every day and every way. I am so happy to have Mr. Lewis, ADAPT's Employment Access Coordinator, with us here today on the podcast. Mr. Lewis, so nice to see you. Welcome.
Good to see you too. Good morning. Good to see that smile.
Oh, Mr. Lewis, good morning. It's always so nice to see you, even when you're busy or when you're happy and smiling at the office.
Yes, always nice to see you too and talk with you.
Always, Mr. Lewis. It's this is going to be a lot of, not only fun, but so informative for our listeners and supporters. We have a great connection and always have. And again, just really happy to have you on board.
I'm happy to be here and I'm excited about our conversation.
Thank you so much. Okay. So I want to start, with the introduction, and I would like you to tell us who you are and tell us about the great work that you do, both at ADAPT and outside of ADAPT.
Okay, my name is Lewis, L-O-U-I-S is first name, L-E-W-I-S is last name. Both name is Lewis. I'm a native of Los Angeles. I've been in Los Angeles all of my life. Both of my parents are from Arkansas, Louisville, Arkansas. I'm from a family of seven. We have five children, three boys, two girls. I'm the middle child. I attended school here in Los Angeles. I attended Dorsey High School. And I attended college here at Cal State University, Los Angeles. I've been in the community working since I've been out of high school and college. I've always just been active working in the community. Mm-hmm. I've been working at ADAPT now for the last 28 years.
Wow.
28 years. Yeah. When I first came, they asked me for a 2-year commitment. In 28 years, I'm still here. So I started as an intern in the TC, the residential unit.
In TC. I didn't know that though, Mr. Lewis.
Yeah. Started as an intern, back in the old days. Then I moved to the outpatient unit where I spent about 4.5 years as a day treatment counselor. Mm. I also spent another year in outpatient later as the drug court coordinator, But most of my career here at ADAPT, probably about 23 years, have been in the employment unit, employment access unit.
Right.
Okay, just a little more about things I've done. I worked at Covenant House, California, Los Angeles Job Corps, Camp Fire Boys and Girls, Hollywood Youth Network, Cal State University. Like, you wouldn't believe I used to work at the post office. I was a postal worker for a couple of years.
Oh, wow. Which one, Mr. Lewis?
The main headquarters on Central in Florence. I spent 2 years there. Yeah, 2 years. I grew up in Los Angeles, been in Los Angeles all my life, faced many challenges, but through the prayers of my mother and the hard work of my parents, I was able to get my life and put my life on the right path and become a productive member of the community. I'm married, been married 21 years to my beautiful wife, Dr. Lavonna Lewis.
Congratulations.
She teaches at SC, so I'm definitely supporting Trojan, that. And then we have a beautiful dog. His name is D-O-G. We spell it D-I-O-G. It's really dog, D-O-G, D-O-G.
Precious, Mr. Lewis.
You should see him. When we bump into each other, I'm about to show you some pictures.
Oh, please, definitely. I want to see your beautiful puppy.
Yeah, I'm also the senior pastor of the Southern Baptist Church of Southeast Los Angeles. I've served as the senior pastor for the last 21 years. We have a membership of about 200, and we're very active in the community.
Excellent.
I'm involved through that work with many other organizations in the community. I'm involved with the Baptist Ministers Conference of Los Angeles and Southern California, where I serve as one of the vice presidents. Mm-hmm. I've also served as the financial secretary and other capacities in that conference. It's one of the largest conferences of pastors in California, actually nationwide. Also, I'm serving now as one of the vice presidents in the Faith District Association that's part of the Western Baptist State Convention. I've served as treasurer and executive secretary now, and I'm serving as the vice president over there. I worked as a volunteer, just a little bit about my volunteer activity with the Los Angeles Sheriff Department, Chaplains Eagles Program. Mm-hmm. I've worked with Prison Fellowship International, another organization called Redirected Lives. I've volunteered at Dorothy Kirby Center. It's a detention center for minors. I volunteered at Central Juvenile Hall. I volunteered at Twin Towers, went in and taught lessons at Twin Towers, and also at several other institutions in you know, in the state, you know.
In the state, yeah. Mr. Lewis, it's so impressive. I mean, I know you're just a man for many, but all of, you know, what you've shared today, I didn't even know about that. And I'm just really so happy that, you know, you have this really awesome opportunity to share this on a very, you know, broad and wide, you know, platform. You are really, you're an amazing force, Mr. Lewis. How do you manage all of this is a question.
Well, I try to put things in priority. You wouldn't believe also, I'm a business owner too. So I do some things on the side with business, but I put you know, my faith and my wife, my family first. I always make that a priority.
Absolutely.
And then my commitment to ADAP, you know, yes. And then I volunteer and I show up when I can and I support when I can. I can't be everywhere, but but when I'm there, I give my best and I support, you know?
Well, those, you know, who you are able to support and give your very best to, Mr. Lewis, I know you do that. They are really beyond fortunate. Yeah, you are such an instrumental. Most welcome, Mr. Lewis. No, we should thank you. You've been so instrumental in all of these community programs that you've shared with us. I would like to know how you've made an impact. I heard about your recent award that is a really wonderful, wonderful accolade that you've received from the Homemade Los Angeles Works Program. Is that correct?
Can yes.
Can you tell us more about that, Mr. Lewis?
Well, it was a humbling experience. It was a great award. I was recommended by Aiko Tan, who at that time was the executive director. And they surprised me, you know, I wasn't expecting it. Let me just tell you a little bit about it. I came to work that day. Daisy tricked me, you know. Daisy is the program director of the Employment Access Unit here. Me and her have been working together for almost 20 years. But she tricked me.
Amazing too.
Yeah. She tricked me and said, we got an important meeting. I need you to come. And I was trying to get information out of her, but I couldn't get it. So she just said, oh, it was about homemade, and yeah, I really need to talk to you. So, you know, I showed up, I was ready. And then, you know, when I came into the meeting, it was on Zoom, and I opened up my camera, and there was this whole group of people, the team from Molina Healthcare, our president, CEO, Mike Watanabe, our administrative director, Dean Nakanishi.
Wonderful.
Joel Jacinto, who's our business service representative, and several others that were on Aiko Tan, of course, and others. And, you know, if you know me, Rahima, I kind of like to prepare for a meeting.
Yes. So,
and when I walked into this meeting and I see all these individuals, and I'm like, why am I in here and I'm not prepared? And what is this meeting about? So, you know, I'm trying to be cool, calm, and collective.
Right, which you are.
but I'm like, Joel, I'm gonna get me and Joel. So Joel, so they start talking and they start explaining the work that Molina does to recognize individuals in the community. Okay. And they went on and start talking about, you know, the Champion Awards and, you know, and I'm listening and I'm like thinking, oh, okay, are they getting ready to award ADAP with award, you know?
So right.
I'm listening. And then the conversation goes to, we recognize outstanding individuals. And before I can catch up with where they were going, they said, and our awardee this year is Lewis.
Yay.
So, I mean, it knocked the words out of my mouth.
Wow.
Wow. Can you imagine sitting there, how you would have felt sitting in that situation?
It's a very big honor, Mr. Lewis. The photos that I got to see, hopefully, yes, we'll put those on the website. They'll be in the paper as well, so our viewers can take a look at that. Beautiful images.
And and then on top of that, the staff, just let me just say this last part. They tricked me in saying there's going to be some work outside the office, so you need to have your door closed because it's going to be noisy. So I mean, they really got me.
Got you good.
And when I walked out this office, they had like, you know, flowers and cake and balloons. So it was a really tremendous honor. I'm humbled by it. You know, I was not expecting it. And I really want to thank Aiko Tan and the whole team of the staff, mm-hmm. and Daisy, everybody for that honor, you know?
Absolutely. Well, it really should show Joel. You. And Joel, yes, Joel. Yeah. It really should show you, Mr. Lewis, you know, the kind of respect and regard, you know, that your ADAP Ohana and community has for you. It's a real testament.
Yeah, just sitting here talking to you just is the cherry on top of the
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. So, Mr. Lewis, you know, I want to know those monies. Tell us also how much. This is from the Molina Health. This is a Molina Health Champion Award. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's a Champion Award.
Champion Award.
And gone.
Yes, yeah. How I want to know, readers, listeners want to know, tell us about the monies, this Champion Award, and how they're going to be used. I had, you know, a little note about how they're going to be used, and my heart just overflowed with joy. I really, this is important too.
Well, yeah, they give us a $5,000 grant to donate to the nonprofit of your choice. And so we donated it to HomeAid, and they're going to use it for supplies and computers for the ADAP HomeAid program. So we're going to, we have already purchased the tablets for the students to do their online lessons.
Wonderful.
Printers and, you know, desks. You know, we was able to get some really nice desks for the Nipping Room where we're doing some of the training, and then just other supplies that's needed. So it was very, very instrumental and very beneficial.
Yes, so beneficial, and especially during our time of COVID, even, you know, when the cases are still rising, we have to do all of our, you know, learning and work in such a safe environment. And this really helps to foster that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've graduated like almost 25 of them, and 23 of them are employed. Well, all 25 are employed, but 23 are with our primary employer.
Yes.
ADAP hired one of them, and the other one had a higher job offer. So 100% success right now, you know?
Wow. That's so awesome. I know Employment Access, Big Boss, Daisy Nakanishi, and all the team, Mike, I'm sure the board, they're absolutely thrilled with this.
Yeah, we're proud of it. We're happy with it. Huh?
Most definitely. And should be, Mr. Lewis. I want to know also, Mr. Lewis, a little shift in the conversation, but not really. What is your vision for employment in the face of COVID-19, and as COVID-19 is even shifting the face of it?
I've been wrestling with that because, you know, the employment was impacted so significantly behind this pandemic. So, you know, the Works Job Center, we have career paths, and the career path that we've developed here at West Adams Worksource Center is construction protective service, which includes security, mm-hmm. and healthcare. So we're going to work on enhancing those career paths and those career ladders. But at the same time, we want to build new career paths. And we're working on building a path in the nonprofit sector, administrative sector, and technical. We're really looking at the technical, looking at new work opportunities that offer telework and offer remote work, you know, also aligning our services more with state, you know, with EDD, because people were really impacted. We already have a strong working relationship with EDD, but we want to be better positioned. So in the future, if we face another situation like this, we can help our community, because everything shut down and people could not get their unemployment insurance. I mean, it was challenging. So we want to be able to help, you know, our president and CEO wanted to ensure that we stayed open so we can, because we're on the front line.
Absolutely.
Be able to help the community. And then last thing I was just thinking about is we're going to be doing some things around childcare this year.
Really?
We're going to be doing some things around childcare. So looking at opportunities that support childcare and family needs. So we really want to reach out to employers that, you know, that support, you know, families and stuff like that. So that's going to be some of our efforts this year, you know?
Wow. Oh,
also, Rahima, yeah, making sure our virtual and our online platforms continue and that they're enhanced. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, that gives you EA WorkSource gives you, to me, it's my opinion, but it gives you a real leverage, Mr. Lewis, in the community, you know? Not only that accessibility, but just that leverage. That's excellent. Those are some great plans you have in the path here.
And we want West Adams to be a high performing job center and right in the middle of South LA on Crenshaw.
Absolutely.
We want to make sure we do that.
Absolutely. You know, I know when you and I had a little talk before, you had said something that really, really impacted me, moved me. You had said to me, you know, not to let like this experience of COVID rob you of living, that we need, you know, living. It's important for our well-being and also to spend time with loved ones and family. I want to know what words, more words of advice you can give to our listeners, but what you had said there when we were talking really, it really struck me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to you that day. I would say stay positive, and because there's a lot of chatter, a lot of information, a lot of stuff that's unproductive. So I would recommend stay positive, you know, maintain your hope, your faith, and your degree of peace. You know, I would recommend, I know the past years, especially the last year and a half with this pandemic has been hard, but don't let it rob you, or that's what I was saying, of living. You know, I know we have to isolate sometime, we have to social distance, but we have to still live. And then I would say, connect with your spiritual. I know, you know, your spiritual element, whether it's prayer, whether it's meditation, whether it's support groups, connect with that. Take care of yourself, your family, your spend time with each. Me and my family, we're starting to have more family meals. You know, we talked about it. Here's one for me, and this is one I'm pretty sure others can take, but it's definitely for me. Take care of your body. Get your body, you know, your eating, your exercise, and, you know, your rest. So we have to, but more than anything, just live. Don't let this thing stop you from enjoying life and living your life, you know, because I know it can, the fear, the phobia, all the stuff that we deal with, you know?
That's right. You know, it reminds me while you're sharing this very sound and solid advice, Mr. Lewis, I completely agree with. You know, it can be a little overused, but this body, this is our temple. And the temple is not only in our mind, but in our mouth, in our ears, our eyes, and our heart, and even our hands and our feet. So all of those, you know, I always think about, I check each one, you know, I try and check each one every morning. And if I have enough energy every night, but it's so important to be within peace within the total temple.
Yeah, you have a great heart and a great spirit, you know, and I, you know, every time we talk, you know, I mean, I think ADAP embodies that, you know, spirit of family and support and building lives and that whole piece, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lewis, I want to know if you want to share anything else with our customers and our listeners and supporters. You know, before we go here, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just about ADAP, you know, the Worksource Center. Can I say a few things about the work? Okay. Please. So if anyone is interested in services that at West Adams, they can call our corporate office at 323-293-6284. And they can sign up for virtual orientations if they go to our website, you know, www.adapinc.org. Our landing page, you'll see an opportunity to sign up with the Job Center. And if you click on programs and go to employment access, you can see the calendar of activities. Just a couple of things. We got a virtual recruitment for veterans that want to do food service work on Thursday, July 22nd.
Okay, excellent.
We're going to begin a new works cohort. So maybe if you come by, I'll let you see. We're starting that on July 26th. Here's an important one. We're going to be doing a recruitment for LA Live. We're partnering with LA Live downtown, and we're going to be doing a recruitment on August the 3rd at 10 a.m. And if you call, they can give you instructions about how to register on Eventbrite. The event is on Eventbrite. But okay. It's going to be an in-person recruitment for jobs at the LA Live.
LA Live, excellent.
Yeah, and then anybody that's interested in the nursing field or security field or counseling field or outreach workers, we're doing ongoing recruitment for that. So they could just call us and we can provide more information, you know?
Wonderful, Mr. Lewis. That is absolutely excellent. Again, if you're interested, please do call ADAP's corporate office, which is where the WorkSource Employment Access is located. You can also speak to Mr. Lewis, who can be reached at 323-293-6284. Mr. Lewis, thank you so much for today. It's really, really my pleasure and my honor to interview you and have this podcast interview, and hope our listeners will join us again. And Mr. Lewis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Raheem. I really enjoyed talking with you today.
And I as well. See you soon.
See you soon, Tom.